Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jay.
Now, on FUBAR Radio, it's Pulse of the Nation.
Well, I'm being shady-ish, I'm being shady-ish.
I'm going to find me, Darren!
Boring! You have to catch me first, I'm like a whippet.
Nah, it's not fun, I've got school.
Bus wankers!
And that was the fucking news.
Here's your host, Andrew White.
Hello, and welcome back to another week of Pulse of the Nation here on FUBAR Radio. We've got a fantastic show. A returning guest, this time in the co-host seat, I've got the brilliant Michelle Shaughnessy with me. We're going to have Hannah Bichkowski, who you may recognise from Series 1 of the iconic Traitors. She'll be in the studio in just a moment. We also have a pre-recorded interview with the iconic Louis Spence. Now, Kieran said to me, I put Louis Spence on the sound cues so we can hear him doing his iconic line. But what I've actually got here is the Politics Uncensored hotkeys. So let me play with this. I have no idea what these buttons do. Let's have a go. Let's see what this does.
Boring, boring, boring.
That's Nigel Farage there. I wish I didn't press that. Actually, that was quite harsh, quite hurtful. But yes, I don't have the hotkeys to play Louis Spence's iconic sound, but I'm sure you remember it. I'm like a whippet, they'll have to catch me first. He delivers it himself down the line, but we'll talk to him in just a moment about the midway mark. We'll get Louis Spence in on the interview. For now, let's have a quick look at the news. Let's not look at the news. It's pretty horrible. We had the march, two different sort of parades. The King had the Trooping of His Colour to celebrate his birthday, and Donald Trump has his military parade in the US, of course, met with lots of protesters, No King's protesters. And at the end of the day, you know, politics aside, it was just a very boring parade. Both parades, actually, the Trooping the Colour is very dull, but Trump's parade was very boring. The thing is with parades is if you don't have a gay involved, it's not going to be very good. The route's not going to be good. The pacing's not going to be good. It's not going to be colourful. It's not going to be good music. You need homosexuals. Disney knows it. All the Disney parades, they're choreographed by homosexuals. They're an equal opportunities employer. They hire exclusively homosexuals to plan their parades, and maybe Trump should do more of the same. But otherwise, it's just a very depressing week again. And I know they say that a lot. I say that a lot. There's a very sad news, and I can't make jokes out of it, but it's just miserable. And this caught my eye, that you can now have your phone tell you if you have depression using the selfie camera. We don't need that.
Can you just look at the
text
you send people and know?
Yeah, sorry, I'll put your mic up again, Michelle.
Can you just look at the text that you've sent people the night before and you can probably figure out if you're depressed or not?
Exactly, yeah, just look at your midnight text chains. You know, you don't need AI cameras telling you this shit. It's so, the thing is, it's an AI camera that's constantly running in the background. It scans your facial expressions, apparently, to tell you how your mood is. It was like, you can check in to see if your depression's improved. It's not. If you're checking back in, it's not. The screen time and the text you send is the thing you need to know. It's horrible.
That's like one step worse from people using ChatGPT as their therapist.
Yeah.
It's like, they're like, oh, that's, I don't need that. I just need this camera now.
Or ChatGPT as their boyfriend or their girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That's a massive thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how emotionally disconnected we are that we need our phone to tell us whether we're depressed or not. It reminds me of, on Facebook, they have the memories. And it's like, today you have a memory to look back on. It feels like we're just like patients in some sort of like old person's home. Like, oh, you have a memory today. You can look back on your memory. I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you, Facebook. It's so depressing. Anyway, hello, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, despite all the news.
It's depressing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I get really consumed by it sometimes to the point that I'm like, I need to walk away from television and my phone. Mm-hmm. And it's just overwhelming.
Yeah. You've not been tempted, lured in by the ChatGPT rise? You don't have a ChatGPT boyfriend?
No, but now I feel like, am I a loser that I can't even get a ChatGPT boyfriend?
No, I think you're making the right decision to not get involved. People will tell me all the time, instead of saying I Googled it, I asked ChatGPT.
I try not to use ChatGPT unless it's like something funny, unless I want, can you do this to a photo, and I want to laugh at the results, you know? But I don't ask it serious questions.
No.
Do you know when you're Googling something, you know how the AI answer comes up first now? If you put a swear word in your search, it just gives you the search without any of the AI results.
That's so good.
Yeah,
because that's terrible. Those AI summaries are absolutely
some
useless.
Some of them are really bad.
Yeah, it's very funny, but it's horrible. And it's burning the world to the ground as well.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand how it's connected to the world, but people were saying that it's bad for the environment.
Yeah,
Do you understand the science behind that?
I think broadly it is the servers. So obviously ChatGPT exists as a physical, there is a place where the computers do all the processing. So, and I think the processing power required for ChatGPT is so immense that our use of it is like very damaging for the environment because of the energy use and the heat and output. That is my broad understanding. I would know more, but I can't ask ChatGPT about it.
Did you see, I saw this thing today about, you know, Meta AI?
Yeah.
How like in Instagram chat, you can just put a Meta AI and ask it a question?
Yes, yeah.
So I saw this thing today that what people aren't realizing is that anybody can go and look at any question and it says the username. So they were reading questions from people, being like, because it was like, oh, I think it's only people who want that shared. And then they're reading questions being like, I don't think this person wants it shared. And it was about like, is my penis too small? Like,
oh my God.
Yes. So there's a way on Instagram that you can go into Meta AI and look at
the questions have been asked and who answers. Asked them.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Isn't that, and it shows their username.
That's so horrible. Oh my God.
There's a way to turn it off. I haven't watched the full video yet, but I saved it. But there's instructions how to turn it off, but nobody knows that.
I'm glad I've never even asked. Do you remember Ask FM? This might be my sort of like, basically, it's this website where you can create an account and it's like a chat board and people just ask you anonymous questions. You didn't have to make it anonymous, but
so
mostly
was it kind of like Reddit a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like an AMA, but for, you know, just general people.
Okay.
So like when I was a teenager, like everyone had an Ask FM page and you'd use it to talk to the girls you fancied or whatever. Well, I talk to the girls I pretended to fancy. You'd leave like a question and they could answer it. But then you also, this is the thing that loads of people did, is you, because it's anonymous, you could just ask yourself questions.
And make yourself look popular?
Yeah, yeah.
I bet we know comics out that are doing that on Reddit right now as we're in the studio.
Oh, 100%.
Doing that, ask me anything. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what it brings to mind, this Ask FM. Yeah, message the show if you had Ask FM or if you ever used Ask FM.
I wonder if this was just, it didn't take off in North America, if this is an age thing.
Yeah, I can't tell. I think my guess is that it was like British school children between 2011 to 2013. Back when we all had Google Plus. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
The social media platform.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. I was big on Google Plus.
Were you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you disheartened when they got rid of it then?
No, I think by the time they got rid of it, I'd moved on as well. But yeah, that used to be a really big, Google Plus as a social media platform.
Yeah, I don't think it was. It was never that big for me and my circle of friends. We all got it, but we didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, of course. What about a MySpace?
The MySpace generation.
That was the
was the first thing. And were you too young for MySpace?
Yeah, I just missed it.
So we had, because you had your top eight friends. Mm-hmm. So when you get in a fight with somebody, you'd like switch your top eight. So if you're in a fight with somebody, you'd keep going to their profile to see if they've taken you out of their top eight yet, so you'd know like how mad they are at you.
That's interesting. Yeah. So you had a good. I think that's useful.
It's so useful.
I have a public metric of how annoyed people are at you.
Yeah.
Rather, you can just have your phone scan you and be like, okay, now yes, your friends are mad at you. That's the 2025 version. Camera.
People are going to like analyze themselves over that.
Yeah.
Over like ChatGPT therapy and their phone telling them they're depressed.
ChatGPT therapy is very, very worrying. Yeah, that shouldn't be happening at all. I don't know why we've invented this technology. Like, surely people know if they're depressed or not. No, you know?
I don't know. Maybe some people just need validation. Like, maybe some people need validation because they want to know, is there something, like, am I just lazy? Am I just lazy? Or is there an underlying reason?
And the worry is that ChatGPT says, you're lazy, and then you kill yourself. Yeah. Unalive yourself. Sorry. Let's make that TikTok friendly. Unalive yourself. But then actually, if you are really, truly lazy, you probably won't ever get around to it. So,
That's a good point.
Sometimes I do worry I take the uncensored nature of FUBAR Radio too far. But hello, dear listener, I apologise. The views of myself are not the views of Michelle Shaughnessy. She should walk out of this
unscathed.
They mostly
are, let's be honest. Yeah.
We're just doing broad strokes. I mean, when the mics are down, the people we bitch about, honestly, it's crazy.
Do you think that everything we ask GPT is getting sent to, like, someone? Like,
yeah, they must be keeping this data and selling this data.
I wonder if, like, that's going to work with, like, targeted ads and things like that, if it's going to be even more, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get more and more specific and crazy.
Because their phones are already listening to you.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about learning the Irish language the other day, and I support, by the way, my producer, Kieran, he's Irish, but he's a bit, you know, he said that teaching Oscuelgo should be illegal, like the good old days. He's very anti-Irish, sort of Irish. But it's funny. The other week, I had him as my guest in the studio, and I accused him of doing all these horrible things, and he had a chance to defend himself. But back today, he's behind that glass. He can't defend himself. So he just, He said, oh, yep, love you too, Kieran.
I was talking about, I worked with Mick Foley. I don't know if you know him. He's a wrestler who also does comedy as well.
Yeah.
And I worked with him a couple years ago, and I was talking to somebody about it. Mm. And then the next day, your phone was like, here's memories from the past. It was my photos of working with him. And I was like, this is too much to be a coincidence.
That's extra creepy.
Is that creepy?
I was just going to say, I talked about learning Irish and then I got an advert for an Irish language course. But that is like your personal life. Yeah, that's really weird.
I mean, maybe it's a coincidence, but it seems like a big coincidence.
Yeah, too big a coincidence. It happens all the time. Although somebody said to me once that actually it's not that your phones are listening to, it's actually that they've got so much data on you that they can predict you. So it's not like, oh, you were talking about a lawnmower and now here's a lawnmower ad. It's like, no, it has so much data that it knows that soon you're probably going to need a lawnmower.
I think that's more scary.
It is more terrifying. Yeah, they've got this complete profile of us. Maybe there's AI versions of us out there, Michelle.
Do you think the Catholics are going to start using it for confession?
That would be great.
Confession AI, yeah.
A chat GPT, sort of like confession box.
Yeah, Father GPT.
Father GPT.
Forgive me, GPT, I've sinned.
That could be a very funny sketch. Put that on your yeah, do that for your Instagram, I reckon.
I will.
And you must go follow Michelle Instagram, at Michelle's Funny.
Thank you. It is an
apt name, because she is very, very funny. And also, as well as your fantastic stand-up clips, you have teased this week, and it's sort of expose, you know, just open-hearted series on Instagram, just talking about all the struggles you have in comedy.
You know, it kind of came from, I was talking to some other female comics, and they were kind of newer, and they felt, there was things that, you know, gone on that they felt like, because they were new, they couldn't say anything about, or they couldn't complain. So I felt like, you know what, obviously, I'm not famous or anything, but I'm already in with these clubs. I already, you know, am established as a working comic. So I felt like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm going to start talking about things that have happened and aren't right. You know, it's not so much like a gotcha thing, but it's just kind of like, this is what happened to me and this is how I handled it. Because I think if that can help, like, maybe a few newer comics, you know, then...
Yeah, 100%. I'm a big advocate for like openness with all of this stuff, with money and everything.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I find out who books a gig, I'll share it with my friends. Anybody asks, here's the info. And not, it's surprising to me when you find out that not everybody does that.
Yeah. I gave somebody an email recently being like, oh yeah, they booked this gig down south because they wanted to do more South Coast gigs. And then they were like, who gave you my email? And it's like, what does it matter? It's like, this is your work email. Either you want to book this person or you don't. Like,
that's weird.
It's fine. They're not going to harass you. Like, you know, obviously, if someone's like really, really crazy, I'm not going to give them your details. But this is a comedian I trust. And, yeah, very weird to have that sort of like secrecy. I don't understand it at all.
Is the radio business like that too? Like, are you guys beefing like behind the scenes and we don't know about it?
Who are we beefing about? Yeah, we have talked about a few other stations because obviously, as is the world of radio, it's very incestuous.
So
they've all worked at different stations, and I've heard who's bad. I'll tell you. In the break, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, we'll go into a break right now. We'll be back in a minute with Louis Spence, the iconic... Do you know Louis Spence?
I don't. I'm really sorry.
No, this is
from here.
It is pre your arrival to the UK.
I'm Canadian, by the way. I just want to get that out of the way.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, yes. If you were worrying, like, oh, God. No, Michelle is the good type of North American. It's all good. Yes, I will tell you. I'll fill you in on who Louis Spence is.
Okay.
And I will tell you which radio stations
I'm so excited.
Are shit to their workers. But for now, enjoy this brief momentary pause.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
We have the brilliant Louis Spence coming up in just a moment. If you don't know Louis, I started explaining him to Michelle, and it sounds surreal, right? It's like not even, how is that even a person?
Yeah, it sounds really fun, actually.
He is very, very fun. So he was at Pineapple Dance Studio. They did a documentary about his dance studio, and he was just like camping extra and iconic, and now he's got a full-blown career out of it.
Love it.
Yeah, so here is our chat with the inimitable Louis Spence. Thank you so much for joining me. An icon, a legend, a viral star, Louis Spence. Hello, Louis. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'll take it.
Well, it's fully deserved. Now, we have so much to talk to you about. We'll start with, of course, this breaking news from Nationwide's new research that nearly two-thirds of Brits feel they don't get enough unexpected good news. Heartbreaking, terrible stats. You are such a joyous, infectious, like lovely person. How do you find the joy in the world? How do you handle good news?
Well, I mean, the same way as everyone else, because like you just said, it's also 20% of people, when they get good news, apparently something, I think it's called the limbic system, don't quote me on that, kicks in and your endorphins, and people start jumping around, dancing, you know, kicking their legs up in the air. So I suppose that's how I live my life, you know. It's like when I get good news, I do exactly the same. I have that same rush of endorphins, that same good feeling as if I'm, you know, one of the people who's going to be get £100. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get that text that I'm one of the members, one of the 4 million members who are going to get £100. I mean, 4 million. That's a lot of money, isn't it? I want to be a member. I wasn't, but I am. I'm joining up now. I mean,
yes, well, me too. How could you? I'd love to have a limbic explosion, to quote your scientific research there.
Not quite my scientific research, but I'll take that as well. You know,
yes.
The only letters I've got after my name are Q-U-E-E-N. No, like, you know, no doctorate or anything, darling.
Well, what's been the best news you received recently? What's made you trudge or lay out or spin?
Well, the best news I received recently was actually doing this job, because it came in quite late, in a sense. And like in my work, you get lots of people who, you know, contact my agent. Oh, we've got this fabulous like thing we're going to do. Then you hear nothing. So you think, oh, great. Yeah, that's lovely. You know, I'll wait till I go to Spain. You're holding out on a date. And then you'll see, you know, some other gay darling without as good a high kick as you do in the job, just because they were on Love Island or something. You know, oh, not Love Island. Have we had a gay Love Island? But you know what I mean. Anyway, yes, darling, So, the latest bit of good news I got that made me jump up and down with joy was the fact that I got this job with the Building Society. I was going to be working with Peter Crouch. I knew who Peter Crouch was. I mean, obviously, I knew he was a footballer, I knew he was tall, but more, I knew, like, you know, he was married to Abby Clancy. Hello. More importantly, glamorous, gorgeous, darling, you know, stunning beauty. But it's always nice to work with people who you think you're never going to work with that aren't, you know, an exact match. But I think the match and what we've done in this little, viral video, I'm going to say it's viral already, that we've done together is that I think it did what it said on the tin. I think that the two of us together, when you see us, he's so tall, I'm like, I've just jumped off the yellow brick road. that's funny in itself. And then when you see me dance around him and him dancing with me, exactly what they were looking for, you know, to give that kind of joy, that's, I think bringing us together to do this has sort of got that message across so good. So, yes. That was the last time I sort of thought, great, I've got that job. And I was sort of like spinning around thinking, oh, that's fantastic. You know, so yeah. So that was the last time. Hopefully there'll be something else coming up soon, which would be lovely.
I'm sure there will be, yes. Well, that is such a joyous pairing. I can already picture it. And I think you're right to stake a claim for virality, because you have a track record of going viral, in a good sense, obviously.
Yes.
Perhaps your most famous clip, or the clip that persists to this day.
What are you going to do, shoot me? You'd have to catch me first. I'm like a whippet, that one.
Exactly. And that, you know exactly what I wanted, and you've delivered it perfectly. Is there any moment out there, because there's loads of clips of you that just keep going. You think about that clip is like, what, from 2010 or something? We are 15 years down the line. Is there anything in your career, any viral moment that you are so grateful for its persistence? And is there anything you would wish to sort of bury away?
Well, there's absolutely nothing I wish to bury away, because anything I do, I'm aware of what I do. I know there's a camera. I try and always, like I say, be aware of what I'm doing. I always feel as though I try to bring joy and happiness. I try never to be, even though, you know, that sometimes the press would say, oh, you know, bitchy. They only say bitchy because you're gay. You know, yeah. I don't think I've ever really been bitchy. I've made comments, but I try and do it in a joyous way that would involve myself and the other person I know wouldn't be offended or whatever. But I'm, you know, I'm grateful for every moment. You know, it's like everything was unexpected after Pineapple. I didn't expect to become famous. I didn't expect the things that happened to me happen. And I'm just grateful. And like I say, I'm not ashamed of anything I've done. Long may it continue, because I'm having a lovely life.
I'm very, very glad. Well, that's so much. You do have this infectious joy. It's hard not to sort of smile talking to you. What's your sort of what do you do to keep happy? Because, you know, as we've been hearing about nationwide, it's hard to get a lot of good news these days, and there is a lot of sadness in the world. How do you keep your head up and keep on going?
How do I mean, the truth of it is, I was speaking to someone else earlier. No one is always like this. I am It's part of who I am. I am not constantly like this. When I am like this, a lot of it has been shared, like through social media on television. But I have my times where I'm very down, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, and, you know, so I'm not always like that. But what I try and do is when I am, because I'm really quite 50-50, believe it or not. You know, I have very down times, and I know when I say down, I don't mean I'm just chilling, I mean down. But when I am up and feeling good, I just remember to really enjoy that because, you know, like I say, I think it's just it's the way of life. We all have good days, bad days, good weeks, bad weeks, and just enjoy the moments that you're enjoying them. And remember, if you are feeling down, it's, you know, there is light. Just you will get back out of it. Well, I always do, and hopefully, you know, anyone that suffers can always find the light and get back out.
Yeah, I think it's very. Hallelujah, indeed. I think it's very telling that people that say that have often had very long-standing, you know, wide-ranging careers. And, you know, it goes to show that, yeah, you keep going and different things happen and, yeah, you'll always find a bit of light. So that's beautiful.
Absolutely.
You've given me so many pearls of wisdom. It feels greedy to ask for any more. But I wonder, what would you say to the British public? What would be your advice? What would you want them to do on getting some good news on, you know, if they get a little bit of joy in their life, how should they grab the ball by the horns? What dance move would you recommend?
I would say, you know, I would say if you've got both your hips, jump up and down and spin around. If you haven't, then literally just a few arm movements, darling. We don't want any more, you know, we don't want any injuries. So, I would just say something very basic and simple.
Lovely stuff. If you're going to do anything more complicated, do a bit of stretching first.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
Of course. Have a lovely rest of your day, Louis. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Take care.
Louis Spence there, the iconic Louis Spence. He actually exposed himself to me on that interview, but it was a...
I'm sorry?
That's the headline. There you go. Daily Mail, grab your headline while we're here. I was saying about he was looking very glowing. He had gorgeous skin for his age. And I was like, it's a shame no one can see it because it's a radio medium. And he flashed me, lifted his top and showed me everything. Yeah, it was a lot. I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, you seem very excited. Getting a little too excited in here.
Yeah, sorry. Let's cool it down. Is that aircon on, Kieran? let's cool it down. We'll go into a slightly different world now. I was saying to you, we always try and call a scammer. So this is a scam phone call that rather than receiving, you can call them and they will always pick up and go into the script. Now, I've heard you've had some annoying scam calls recently.
Mm-hmm.
Gave you a number on a Wi-Fi sign up and they've just like...
It's insane.
Yeah.
But they try to trick you.
How?
We're calling about your debt. And I'll be like, what debt? And they'll be like, you know, your credit card debt or your car debt. And they just name all these debts. And they're like, do you have any of that debt? And I'm like, no, but obviously I do. But like, they try to trick you like that.
Exactly. Yeah. They just guess that you'll have. So this one is a SIM card one. So obviously we all have a SIM card. They think you maybe have an issue with your SIM card. The only thing that might scupper us is... they might have blocked us.
Okay.
Luke Rodson and Sanjay Arif might have pissed them off so much that they've blocked our number. If that happens, I'll call them on my phone. But the challenge is, how quickly can you get them to hang up?
Okay.
Do you have a tactic? What do you think you're going to do to go into this?
I'm going to be American.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's really off-putting to a lot of people.
That's a good tactic. I like that.
Thank you.
I'm going to up the Zoom fader and let's see if we can get through to our scam calls. You just have to say, I'm calling about my SIM card.
Talk through here?
Yes. Talk straight into there and they will get it. Positive. It wouldn't even ring last week.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Let's give it one more go. Let's see if we can get through. Because last time it was literally ringing, cut dead. So let's give that one more go. Or unless they've saved our number and just recognise it as something they want to ignore.
The person you are trying to reach.
Okay, that was quicker. They definitely hung up on us.
They're hanging up on you.
Yeah. Let me try it on my phone. Let's see. Let's see if we can... So this is Max Fulham, previously guested on this podcast. He's the one that found this number. He calls them up all the time. He's a ventriloquist. So he like films himself talking to them and then he...
Oh, I love that.
The way whatever they say, he ventriloquizes. I don't know if that's the verb, but yeah. Let's see if I can find the number. Max sent it to me. Oh, I'm looking at my text. Oh, God, that's so bad. I'm so... tech illiterate. You're literally watching me scroll like an old man with a single finger.
I have a prank called in the air. It's like, I want to do a whole episode where we just prank call people for people.
Oh, Kieran sent it to me. Thank you, Kieran. Or we could prank call other people.
Okay. Let's do it.
Call using a phone carrier. Okay, right. Here we go. We're calling. Put on speaker. Just hold that up to the mic while you always speak to them.
The person you are trying to...
Oh, no. I think they're gone. Maybe the scam's died. Maybe they've given up. Thank you, Michelle. They might be too busy out there scamming. Oh, that's a shame.
Maybe, you know what? Even scammers deserve a day off.
Yeah, maybe it's a day off,
right?
They've gone on holiday.
Yeah.
They scammed you out of your money.
Maybe they're having a late Father's Day because they were scamming on Sunday.
Dads can be scammers too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Did you do anything for Father's Day?
No, I mean, I called my dad.
Yeah.
It was so weird because my mom's always like, you don't call enough. So I'm like, okay. And then I called them so many times this weekend. They're like, we're busy. I was like, what the? Excuse me? Like,
yeah.
Okay. So I guess I need to call home a little more. But I talked to my dad. That was fine. I didn't really do anything.
No,
I did a show.
Oh, what show did you do?
I just was at Top Secret, entertaining other people's dads.
Were there lots of dads, dad-heavy crowds?
There were some definitely single dads there, like you could tell, because there was dads there with like kids, like teens, like not like children, but teens who you could tell were like, why am I at a comedy show with my dad? Like it was very much dad chose the activity for his weekend with the kids.
That's weird. I wouldn't, if I was a dad, I don't think I'd choose, well, maybe it's more because I'm a comedian, but I wouldn't choose comedy with my kids. Go out for a lovely meal, do something. No, don't take your kids to comedy.
When people go to comedy, I'm always like, why? And I know that's weird because I am
a
comic.
No, same.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not an activity that, and obviously it's because we work in it, it makes us feel like work.
Yeah.
But when people are giant comedy fans and they're at the clubs all the time, like, I'm always like, are you okay?
Yeah. It is a mental illness. Like, get your phone to scan your face because
you're
depressed.
Exactly.
I don't know if you probably don't know, but get that facial recognition because something's not right.
Yeah.
I know it's so bad because it does feel like you're just going to alienate people who are ultimately giving us money, but...
Which is great, but I think it's just, for me, it's like, I can't think of it as a relaxing activity or fun because it just puts us in work mode, right?
Yeah. My partner's the exact same. He hates comedians and he hates comedy. He won't come to gigs anymore.
Smart.
Yeah, that's why I love
him. What does your partner do?
He's an actor.
Come on. That's the one profession that I would say is worse than comedian.
Oh, no, there is one more. Magician.
Yeah. Touche. Okay, yes, I knew it. As soon as I said it, I'm like, yeah.
Every comedian is like magicians, actors, comedians.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Oh, man. I once got booked to compere a magic show, and all the magicians, they were all backstage just like preening and sort of showing off to each other about what they'd done and what tricks they had. And of course, it's a bit more of a shared like pool of tricks. So they were going, oh, I'm doing this. Are you doing that? Oh, I'm doing the bowling ball thing. Are you doing that?
Do you remember the Masked Magician?
No.
Do you remember this? Yes, Kira remembers. Wait, it was a TV show.
The one that exposed tricks?
Yes.
I do remember him. Yes,
I was talking to somebody about him recently who was like in the magic community, and they were like, everyone was so pissed at that guy. Like, it was like a thing. Like, magicians were like, how are we going to stop this guy?
Really?
Yeah.
That's so pathetic.
I know.
But like, part of the fun, it's just like the tricks aren't ruined because you know how they work. That's part of the fun is like,
I know
that they work. Yeah.
I guess it's like when magic was first hit its big heyday,
mm-hmm.
people believed it more. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anybody here now is like, oh, that's real.
Yeah.
But I think it's just changed.
Yeah, the if you're a magician, call in. Message, you can come on the show. If you want to talk about how magic has changed and how wokeness has ruined magic, come into the show. It'd be a great news story. It'd be great social media content. We'd appreciate it.
I do like that this generation of magicians, like if you look up like the young magicians now, they're all cool. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
they all have like
magicians.
Spiky hair and like leather jacket. Like, they're all like trying to be the cool magician. Who was that famous one?
What, Dynamo?
No. No, like, Chris Angel, is that it?
Oh, yes. And
yeah.
He like made
and
a real
he,
thing
he
of it.
He was like a bad boy of magic, which sounds ridiculous to say.
You know, my friend Max, who's a ventriloquist, as previously mentioned, he said there's one of those in ventriloquism. He's trying to be like the sexy bad boy ventriloquist. And it's like, I don't think that's salvageable.
No.
But he has an OnlyFans. This guy,
no.
He's like, I don't know whether
is it just magic or is it like
no, it's
butthole stuff. I don't know
whether his OnlyFans includes puppet stuff with his sexiness, but I don't
interesting.
Know. He's not that attractive. I mean, he's attractive for a ventriloquist, but like, you know, he's not regular person attractive.
That's really funny. I've been told I'm hot for a comic a few times, so I get it.
That's such a common thing. Like, oh yeah, you're attractive for a comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you are, and I if I've hopefully this isn't sexual harassment in the workplace. Apologise if it is. I think you're a regular person attractive, Michelle.
Thank you. That's so nice.
You're welcome. You're very
so
welcome.
So are you.
Thank you so much. We're going to have an absolute loving in the break. We're just going to be complimenting each other for the next 3 minutes, and we'll be joined by Hannah Bichkovsky in just a moment.
Do you think she'll compliment us too?
I hope so.
Okay,
yeah.
I hope so too.
If she doesn't come in straight in hot with a compliment, we're throwing her out of the show.
Agreed.
And Kieran,
yeah,
you're going to have to be the person that does that. She has text. What did she say? She's at the Trade Stars building. Where's the Trade Stars building? Do you know that? Well, we're going to go see if we can locate Hannah. She's lost somewhere.
I'm Googling where the Trade Stars building is. I'm so confused.
Yes, so we've got 3 minutes to head to the Trade Stars building, rescue Hannah, and finish the show. We'll see you in just a moment.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR
God,
Radio.
God, I'm so devastated.
Hello.
I was like, I'm going to have to take a day off in mourning.
I thought, you know what? Just so I don't forget, I'll put up the faders immediately. And as the faders hit the top of the desk, Kim Woodburn's dead.
Yeah.
Sorry if that's how you found out.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Imagine that I have not considered anyone's sensitivities.
Breaking news.
There.
No, I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the studio, Hannah Bichkovsky.
Thank you so much.
It's true, Sandy Kim Woodburn has died. She is an icon. Actually, we have emailed her multiple times to try and get her on the show because she is exactly the vibe. Are you familiar with Kim Woodburn, Michelle?
I am, okay. But I will say I did do a big deep dive this morning when I heard the news.
Oh, I see.
And then I was like, I do know who she is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. She's one of the icons for the viral sounds and stuff like that. Yeah, Sandy passed away.
I should keep you going for ages, a deep dive on her.
I
once got a cameo of her for my mate.
Really?
And it was one of the most mad things I ever saw. She was caught. She went a bit crazy, but it was fabulous.
That's amazing.
Really enjoyed it.
Oh, I know. I can treasure that now.
I know. Yeah, it's so sad. I was going to say something inappropriate, but I won't. Anyway.
She was 80, but I didn't realise she was 80.
She didn't look 83.
No,
she looked fab.
She looked great.
She looked great. It was all the scowling.
Yes, yeah. And that bun was so tight. It was
so
just
tight.
Pulling everything back.
Yes.
Yeah. What a legend. R.I.P. Kim Woodburn. We would have loved her on the show, but sadly no more.
No.
So, hello. Now I'm going to transition into like...
I can't believe that. I just announced it.
Yes, yeah. I would love... If that's how you found out, let us know. Text us. Like, this is hashtag I found out Kim died from Hannah.
Maybe I should start doing all deaths.
Yeah, if you could do...
The death correspondent.
Yeah, for BBC. If you are listening, I am interested and available.
Yes, well, you can do it for this show if you like.
Yeah, please.
Whenever anyone dies, just send me a voice note and I'll play it on the radio. Yeah, that'd be great.
I think that's great. Yeah.
When David does actually die. Oh, no, David is dead, isn't he?
Dave, which David?
David Guest.
David
celebrity. In my head, I went Kim Woodburn, celebrity Big Brother, David's dead.
See, that's how I knew her from. So I didn't know any stuff from before.
Yeah, and she was just as mad in that, wasn't she?
Oh,
God,
yes.
Love her.
I think we're getting called back from the SIM card people. And let's see if we can answer. Sorry, let's...
No.
Oh, this is very chaotic. Hello?
Hi, it's Andrew.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry, who's calling?
It's Jack. I'm calling from Hungry Bear.
Hungry... Oh, can you call me back in about 30 minutes? Sorry.
Yeah, sure. It's just a quick one, but I'll call you back in half an hour. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Cheers, chip.
I don't.
What
is that?
Hungry
man. My imagination.
What is going on?
My imagination. It can only be one thing.
It's not a gay dating service.
Yes, that is exactly where we went to, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
Not dating necessarily.
No, it's true.
Very much the
opposite. It could be a hookup service.
Yeah.
I think what's more offensive than that, than the implication that I'm on that service, is that I'm so antiquated, I'd use a telephone service where a representative would call me up and be like, hey, we found you a match.
Finally.
That's worse than the...
Imagine, it's been years, but we've managed to do it.
But even worse, I thought, so we have a section where we call out scam callers. So I thought that was just the scam caller calling us back.
We called them, but they didn't
answer. Yeah,
right.
They blocked our number. But that was actually a TV production company.
sure.
Yeah, yes, that's what I'm telling my partner anyway. Oh, God, this is so chaotic. So, yes, anyway, point is, Kim Woodburn's dead. David Guest is also dead. He died in 2012.
So David did actually eventually die.
David died. Derek Acor is dead. You might be our closest link to the underworld.
Yeah, maybe everyone's going to come. Maybe I can get everyone on my show.
Yes, well, because you have a show, of course, in this sort of ghostly realm, Ghost Huns.
Ghost Huns, yeah, where we contact the dead and tell scary stories.
Yeah.
Usually very unsuccessfully.
Do you believe in people can contact the dead?
No.
Okay.
But I really wish that they could.
Okay.
But my favourite thing is like TikTok psychics, you know them?
Yes.
Oh,
where they're like, Aya, Tanya, Tanya wants to know if she'd be alone forever. I'm afraid that's a yes, Tanya.
Yeah, yeah.
They are my favourites.
Or they're like, if you're seeing this, this is meant for you.
Yeah.
Type yes below.
Yeah, did you have a parent? Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
So do you think all those people are scammers, like the mediums and stuff that like...
No, I think they potentially have a mental issue that makes them think that they can.
Okay, so you don't necessarily think it's malicious,
no.
But they believe that they're hearing stuff.
Yes, yeah. Like, I went to a spiritual church once just because I was really intrigued by it.
I'm so intrigued.
Yeah, and they were like, your mum's dead. I was like, she definitely is not. Like, I literally texted her 10 minutes ago. And they were like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh my God, she died.
How much
did
it cost you to go?
Nothing, it was free. But like, it was very weird because there was a lot of people actually grieving. And I was like, is it okay?
See, my mom goes to mediums and I'm worried she's getting scammed. Like, she's like, it's not like she's spending the house money. But she's gone a few times, like, since her parents died and really believes that, like, they're telling her things. And part of me is like, if you want to believe that, like, okay, but.
But it's your
inheritance. It's ethical issues.
Your inheritance being spent there.
Thank you.
And you need to consider that.
Like, exactly.
Get off the TikTok, Mum!
But I, as you say, like, if you want to do that and there's some comfort in it, fine. But that's really weird that she's like, your mum's dead.
Yeah.
As if that's breaking news to
you. Yeah, I had really confident with it. So I was like, oh, mate, I think you might believe this.
Yeah.
But then they didn't. And it was like, it felt a bit weird, but at the same time, people are taking comfort from it. Who am I to.
Oh, for sure. I just wondered.
That bubble.
Yeah. I wondered, because I always wonder, like, I always thought they were fake until I got into really Tyler Henry.
Who's
you know him,
that?
The psychic medium? He was like a teen psychic medium, this little teen gay boy, and he did like all the celebrities, like the Kardashians, and like did all their medium readings, and they seemed to really think it was real.
Oh, but they are.
He's a child.
Yeah, you're right. They're all nuts. Oh, yeah, he started as a teen. Oh, did you pull him up?
Yeah. He doesn't even look like. The problem is, I think I want my mediums to have a certain look.
Yeah.
And I don't want this little Twinkie child to be my medium.
Oh, we get it. You want a hungry bear, okay? Like, we know what you like.
I don't want an emaciated twink. I want a hungry, hungry bear.
I want mine called, like, Madam Sharon.
That's
what I want.
Do you know the Long Island psychic medium?
No.
You guys didn't... What TV shows did you watch here? Well, you guys had some great reality shows here.
Louis Spencer, Kim Woodburn,
The Long Island psychic medium, Teresa Capocha, I think.
This
you gotta Google her. She has big hair. You would look at her and you'd be like, okay, I'm gonna listen to her.
She's my medium.
Yeah, you would. She looks like a medium.
Oh, I'm gonna find her.
Teresa Capocha. Oh, wow.
Thank
that
you.
Hair.
Is she, mate?
It's amazing. Yeah, come have a look. You
oh,
see this?
My God.
There she's on the big screen now. You can see.
Oh, my. That's how I try and get my hair, genuinely.
I'm not even like her stuff.
Yeah.
It's very
gives Dolly Parton a run for her money.
Yeah, that's my style.
Huge.
Yeah.
Tacky.
Also, I think something about that is like, oh, it's in the hair. You know, she's contacting the spirits through the hair.
Oh, yeah.
The higher the hair, the higher the God.
Yes,
exactly. I do believe this. This is the for some reason, we're on Bing rather than Google, but this is what Bing says. Teresa Caputo, overview, hairstyles, merchandise, biography. That's what the suggestion is.
Nothing to do with spirituality or contacting the dead.
Is there
absolutely
really
not.
Famous UK medium?
There was Derek Acora, but he got struck off because he tried it on with Yvette Fielding and then blamed it on a ghost.
He tried it what?
So basically, Derek Acora and Yvette Fielding had a TV show called Most Haunted.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Derek Acora was like, oh my God, I can feel the spirits in here. I can feel them, they're here. And like, he was proper rubbish. But then he like touched up Yvette Fielding and then was like, it's the ghost that did it.
Yeah.
And then he died.
Wow. Yeah, he's also dead now as well.
Yeah.
We have a few like mystics, like Mystic Meg.
Mystic Meg we had, yeah.
Yeah. So
she was a newspaper though, wasn't she?
Yeah. She'd do the horoscopes and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you think that stuff's real?
No. Oh, God, no.
Really?
No. Well, do you know about horoscopes?
Well, I don't know about horoscopes, but I read multiple a day, and when I find one I like, then I believe it. So I will just find one I like.
I'll do
and
that.
Yeah. I mean, I used to see a psychic regularly in Toronto because I'm a sucker. Like, she was like, I met her through a show, and she did like a lot of celebrities. So I was like, okay. But nothing she said has ever.
No, it's never come true.
No.
Someone told my friend that she had perimenopause.
Any woman and probably be a little
We're all perimenopausal.
What psychics are you going to that are like killing off your mum and diagnosing
people? Well, this was for the podcast, so we did it for the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was very entertaining. But they were like, basically, I got all the rubbish cards, like death, the devil, the tower. And she got great cards, and the woman spun it as though, like, mine were fine, and my mate was going to just die that
Interesting.
Day. Yeah, really weird.
I want to hire a dog psychic just for fun.
Yes. I'm really interested
just
in that.
Just for fun. Like, I really
communicating with pets.
I really want to, like, there's some that I follow on Instagram, and I'm so close to just being like, okay, I'm going to book it. But one of them was like, we could do it on Zoom. I'm like, you can't read a dog over Zoom.
No,
like,
that, that's
you're not even trying to pretend that it's real at this point.
So do they psychic your dog?
Yeah, they can tell you what your dog's saying about you. Like, they like sit there and they're like, he's saying this.
Oh, well, you don't need that anymore. You just use the front camera. It'll AI scan your dog's face and tell you whether it's depressed.
I don't want to know about that because my boyfriend's got a dog that's about this big and once jumped into bed at a very specific moment, and I can't really go into it.
You don't want to know what the dog's seen?
Sorry, this is uncensored. You can say fuck shit piss whatever you
want. Fuck shit piss?
Yeah,
well, basically the dog leapt onto the bed and licked my nipple and I thought it was my boyfriend. So I was like, he's learned some things.
I love
so
that.
For like 3 seconds, I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh my God. And I'm scared now that I'll be on a list.
I don't know why we've stunned Michelle into silence.
I love it.
That's
I
amazing.
Love it.
Scary, isn't it?
I love it.
It's bad.
It's fun.
So little, she could have just crawled up my vagina. I'd have had no idea. I always thought it was like, you know that scene in James and the Giant Peach where he's crawling up peach, and I was like, maybe that could be the dog. He's just lost.
No, I kind of want to pay for the psychic to read your dog.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if it's traumatized or not.
To be fair, if she was like, this dog's licked your nipple, I'd be like, it's all real.
Yeah.
If
she could hold out, yeah.
Maybe I should do that.
We should do that.
You know, there's a
get him up now. Let's do it.
Somebody in this business who breastfed their dog.
I was just thinking about that story. Yeah. That's why I was silent, because I was like, I don't want to say it.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
What, like, she was...
That she was just there with her tits out and the dog latched on and she just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is publicly available on another podcast if you'd like to go find out.
I will be fine.
As soon as the mics go down, I'll tell you exactly
Yeah. I need to know that. That's quite... I don't think I'd admit to that.
No. Well, apparently, but this person's very surrounded by, like, yes men. And so nobody would be like... She kept going around like, oh, should I ask them to take that out? And nobody would tell her, yes, you should, because that's weird.
Should we call her and tell her right now?
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh my God, I can't wait to find out who that is. To be fair, was she lactating?
I guess so, yeah. She
I don't
must
think
have been.
So.
Or was she just pretending? Latched on? I don't know.
Yeah, well, she didn't get any lactate. Women don't just lactate when they're not having children.
I don't know this stuff,
Michelle.
Well,
that's Michelle. What I mean. So she didn't have a baby.
No.
That's even weirder, because at least the milk might provide sustenance. But this was just...
It was just an emotional bonding thing.
Tit for tat.
Yeah.
Emotional bonding.
Yeah. The whole clip's wild.
Wow. To be fair, I took my nephew swimming and he was still breastfeeding. I leant down after we were in the showers and he just latched onto my tit. And it was...
Maybe it's
quite bad.
Quite bad.
Well, it's like, you're not my son.
Oh, I think that's fine.
I think that's a bit different.
And you're 16. No, I'm joking.
And you're hard. Sorry, I take things too far all the time.
Say too high.
Oh, amazing. Oh. Can you guys come in every week, actually?
Yes,
this is a lot of fun.
My schedule's embarrassingly open. Don't joke about it. I'll just be here.
I think it's not embarrassing to be free at Tuesday, 2 p.m. I don't think this is the hot sort of, like, everything's happening time.
No, I agree. It's actually quite cool.
You know what? I almost forgot that I booked this. Like, I knew because you reminded me. But I woke up today and I was like... Is today just going to be a stay at home and do edibles day? And then I remembered. I'm like, I'm so glad I remembered.
Otherwise,
it would have been a very different show.
I think you should have brought the edibles.
Yeah, 100%. We should just do edibles on air at some point.
I'd love that.
I'll book you both for an edibles special.
Yes, please. I can't even imagine where that'd go.
We'll get the station to pay for the edibles.
We're all just three hungry bears after some edibles.
I do have some, like, this is, you believe it or not, this is actually a Newsly show. Well, you know it's a Newsly show. You broke the news of Kim Woodburn's death.
Yes, it is. And I said to you that I don't know anything about the news, and yet here I am bringing the news to you.
There you go, forefront of the headlines.
You're welcome.
So what I've got here, speaking of headlines, is, first of all, actually, I'm sure you've enjoyed Hannah Bitchkovsky so far. If you want to go check her out, you can follow her at Hannah Bitch. _cough_ski, which is like a phonetics.
Yes. Because otherwise it's like BYZKSCBYBD, however many letters.
You sound like a middle aged white man trying to do the LGBT acronym to me.
LGBT.
Oh, that shit.
I'm just channeling my dad.
Yeah. Yes, Hannah. So Hannah, bitch, as you imagined it. Underscore cough. Underscore ski. You've got several work in progresses coming up in Hemel Hempstead, at the Boat Show, in Foxlow, and in Manchester.
I have. I forgot all about every single one of those.
Yeah. they're coming out soon in July.
It's actually going to be a show about death. So
perfect.
Kim Woodburn should feature.
Yeah,
heavily.
Yeah,
shouldn't she?
You should do like.
What's it called? In Memoriam? Is that what they do? Like at the end, and it's just her?
That would be really funny.
Oh my
god.
Like
to all the stars we've lost this year, but it's just Kim.
Yeah. Kim and David Guest.
Yeah.
Oh, David Guest died in 2016. He was one of the big celebrities we lost in that year.
I'm still reeling. Yeah. To be honest.
Well, go check out Hannah's show. So I assume that'll be like for Fringe or something next year.
I'm doing a work in progress at Fringe this year and then properly next year because I can't be arsed this year.
Yeah. I didn't even ask you, Michelle. You just came off the last time you hear you're promoting your tour, but you've now finished your tour.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
Yeah. And what?
Hey, do you guys know that Kim died?
No.
It was fine. Yeah. I pulled I had to pull a few shows, but I just feel like. Everybody was on tour, and I knew I was going to have trouble when people who are like TV comics and who sold out the tours last year were pulling shows and saying, I had 20 people in. I was like, no, this is not the right time. So it was good. I definitely had good experiences and stuff, but I don't think I'm in a rush to tour again until I have more of a name.
Fair enough. It's really brutal. I mean, I toured last year, and one of my shows, first of all, it was in like a cafe in Bournemouth that I just knew had a nice function room.
Obviously.
I got there, locked. Darkened, nobody's there. I'm like calling, like, oh, hello, I'm meant to have a show here tonight. Audience members still, by the way, I don't know, I only sold like 7 tickets, but it was quite local, so I thought I'd just do it anyway. Audience members turn up, I'm like, oh, the venue's locked, there's a pub there, just go to the pub, I'll come and get you when it's ready. Eventually this young waitress turns up and is like, oh, I'm meant to be on tonight and I forgot and I don't have the key. And she's like really panicking. I'm like, it's fine. There's 7 people in the pub, it's fine, don't worry. And
just do it on the street.
Yeah, exactly. But she was like, oh no, my manager's coming with the key. I'm like, okay. So I go to the pub and I just have a drink with my whole audience. We literally didn't even have to get 2 tables, we were all around one table.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
That is cute. And so then you just went off and did your show.
Yeah, it was very sweet. But yes, I think it's important to talk about the realities of touring.
Honestly, I don't mind low number shows. Like, no. There was a few of them that I would have gone and done, but the promoters and the venues were like, please don't, like, you're just wasting all of our time. I would have gone for like some of my best shows have been to like little, like few people where I'm like, this is gonna suck, and they've ended up to be great, and there's still fans that like follow me to this day and come to shows. So I'm not one of those comics that get to be in their bonnet about how many people. I just think it's different when it's not, when it's your own tour show, it hurts more because you're like, okay, that's affecting me emotionally and financially. When if it's just in a club, it doesn't matter.
Or working men's club in like Wigan or something. You don't really care about
that.
No, not bothered.
Well, look, but go see both Hannah and Michelle on tour, and indeed wherever you see them live, go after them. They're fantastic comedians, and they're well worth checking out. We'll end the show with some, as I said, we've got some headlines.
We're going to do some news.
Yeah, we're going to do something called a format. There is allegedly one, and we're finally getting into it, only 53 minutes in.
I don't know. I mean, breastfeeding dogs, Kim Woodburn, dead psychics. What more can you want off a radio?
Hungry bear.
Hungry bear, we had that.
We've got everything. We've got a little something for everything today. Sorry, a little something for everyone.
A little something for... Maybe we'll just leave it there then.
Yeah,
we'll just leave it there. We're leading towards the end. And what happens is, I always think like, oh yeah, a minute 30, that's fine. And then I have to do like all the thank yous. Thank you. So yeah, we'll just end it there. Thank you, So you can follow Michelle at Michelle's Funny, Hannah at Hannah Bitch _ cough _ ski, at Louis Spence if you want to follow him, is just at Louis Spence.
He doesn't need the promotion, he's fine.
No, yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
I never watched that Pineapple Dance Studios.
No, neither did I. I just saw him on everything else that he was ever on. And is he great?
Oh, he was a lot. He was exactly what you wanted.
Like crawling all over the table and
he flashed me. I was just saying, he like
what, full peen?
Full peen.
That's
wish.
What I thought too. Because you didn't say flash, you said he exposed himself to me. And so I was like, who says that unless it's going to be like, and then the police came and then there was a report.
I need full bollocks.
Actually, can we you've got Louis' email, just get him on again for full bollocks.
Full bollocks, please.
That'll be the sequel. What else we have today? We've just been chatting about, it's been nice, it's just gone so quickly.
It's gone so quickly.
This problem is
I can't believe it's been half an hour.
I need to book more boring people because it just completely runs away with me.
Oh, I know loads of those comedians.
Company. Yeah, yeah. Oh, please, hook me up. We can go through names and I'll tell you who breastfed the dog in the break.
I really need to know who that was.
No, it was really, really fun. I'll have you both back anytime. Please do come back. So go follow Michelle. Go follow Hannah. You can follow this show at Pulse of the _ Nation. You can follow me at Stand Up Andrew. Thank you to Kieran in the production booth. This is also a podcast, so go give us a rating. 5 stars. It all really helps the algorithms. And until next time, we'll see you. Have a lovely week. Have a lovely week, and we'll see you on FUBAR Radio, 2 p.m. every Tuesday. FUBAR Radio.